Books on Tape presents Waltzing at the Piggly Wiggly by Robert Dalby. Read by Clarinda Ross. Part 1. Chapter 1. One sun-kissed, periwinkle blue May morning in the first year of the new millennium, Laurie Lepanto, president of the Nitwits of Second Creek, Mississippi, drove to the local Piggly Wiggly just off the downtown square to purchase a few odds and ends. Nothing she couldn't live without, of course, but one of those trips people frequently make when the pantry needs a bit of tending to. Beyond that, Laurie knew she might very well run into one or more of her self-absorbed Nitwits, and they would all catch up on the latest gossip while leisurely pushing around their shopping carts. That kind of lazy morning was typical of the laid-back Mississippi Delta town that was notorious for its quirky citizenry and weather patterns alike. As it happened, the weather was on its very best late spring behavior today. Nothing out of the ordinary or threatening was going on in the skies above. But that did not mean that something could not materialize at any moment, sending hardy Second Creekers scurrying once again for cover, perhaps even into the well-worn linoleum aisles of the Piggly Wiggly. The cramped little grocery store smelled of overripe fruit and other pungent produce. As soon as Laurie entered, she was intercepted by Mr. Choppy Dunbar, the longtime owner and manager.
"I need to speak with you in my office, Ms. Lepanto. Something important I need to tell you today. If you'd be so kind as to give me just a few minutes of your..."